Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Let them go! Let them go! Let them go!
How about new?
You're choking me with my
stars. What's your first name?
Gabriella.
Tell the world my story.
Whoa! Bring it back, hey! Do not bring horses into here!
We are federales. You know, the mountain police.
Do not bring horses into here! What are you doing?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president.
That was a global pandemic.
That is not a valid excuse. I hear that every day and I dismiss it.
He had the worst record of any president.
Depending on what happens in November, 7 months from right now, this time next year, I might not be sitting here.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, Bing.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. The Karen Reed trial is in its early stages in Dedham, and she's the woman who's charged with second-degree murder of her boyfriend, a Boston police officer, John O'Keefe. The evidence is not overwhelming, shall we say, and this is turning into a huge case, and it was only a half day today, and there weren't a lot of bombshells here, but it's just the prosecution. These are the first witnesses. You would think they would be leading with their best shots here with the jury before the jury gets bored, and I just don't. And they're being contradicted, and they haven't even brought on the police that have supposedly admitted lying to the grand jury. I mean, these are the guys who are just telling kind of, disconnected, discombobulated, conflicting stories. And it looks to me like this is, there's already reason. If I were on the jury, I'd say there's already a lot of reasonable doubt here in just 2 days. But we want to talk about this with Aidan Kearney, a.k.a. Turtle Boy, who's deeply involved in this as a blogger, and he's been charged with intimidating witnesses, even though they say there weren't any witnesses. He's been charged with intimidating them. And Aidan, what is your take on this thing? I mean, these people are they're having their holes shot in their testimony pretty easily by the defense, aren't they?
I mean, we've been told for quite some time now, like a year, that just wait till trial. The bombshells about Karen Reed's guilt are going to come out. You're going to see. Well, we've seen the bombshells so far, and they're apparently blowing up like a grenade blowing up in your hand. That seems to be what's happening here. All of the witnesses that they're calling are helping out Karen Reed, to my knowledge, what I've seen. For instance, two Canton police officers were called today. Both of them testified that when they got there at 6:05, there was no taillight on
right.
them. That they thoroughly searched the area.
Right.
No
one guy was blowing the snow around with a leaf blower, and they supposedly found 45 pieces of the taillight, but there were no he didn't find any.
Well, they found it once the state police took over. So the state police apparently have special abilities.
So I would think that the first responders would find more stuff than the day later or 2 days later friends of the possible defendants responders.
I mean, you would think so. I mean, especially since the state police did their search 12 hours later after more than a foot of snow had fallen, which apparently makes it easier, not harder, to find red pieces of taillight. And it just so happened that Michael Proctor had taken over the investigation by then, and they had taken control of Karen Reed's car. They delayed it. They could have done this second search by the state police any time during the day. And by the way, they have pictures of the scene. No crime tape is put up. Nothing. Literally nothing. People are walking through the crime scene. Nobody's watching over it. I mean, this is like police 101 stuff. This is the murder of a Boston police officer, and they're acting like John's some bum, and they just don't care about
They got another cop to admit that he had put inaccurate information on the dispatch, and that then he had not testified. Although she said I hit him or I killed him, but he didn't remember that. This happened in January, at the end of January. He didn't remember it to mention it to other cops or a grand jury until April. I mean, that seems like a pretty big thing, especially when it's a cop. Another cop is dead, and the woman's his girlfriend says, I did it, and he doesn't remember it for 3 months?
Yeah, according to Officer Saraf, the first responding officer on the scene, what he told the grand jury, which indicted her for murder in April of 2022, he told them, and he said on the stand yesterday, that Karen Reed said, quote, it was my fault, I did it. Except there's just one problem with that. His report from January 29th, 2022, says nothing of that sort. It says that she was screaming, is he dead? Is he dead? And that she was too distraught to make any sense whatsoever. So it's like the second, and even the firefighter who seemed, like a decent guy. We're not saying this guy's in on any,
He has a Biden-like memory problem, though. An FBI testifying before Congress. Were the injuries inconsistent with a fight? I couldn't say. Wait a second. You go to these calls all day long. Now you can't say? And then they ask him something else. He can't fully recall. But the crazy thing that he said was, they asked him about the cuts on the arm, and he said, and I think they asked him, how else could you have gotten a cut on the arm? And he said a golf ball, or how else could you have had these injuries? And he said a golf ball could hit you on the head, and cause cuts on the arm. I had the guy from Skull Island on today, as the mini golf range, and I was thinking, good Lord, I hope he doesn't have some of those golf balls that can cut your arms if you get hit.
No,
with them.
He wasn't. He was asking about the hematoma above his. I was watching this part. He was asking about the hematoma above his right eye, and he said, "Well, I mean, a golf ball."
Yes, that's right.
And the defense said, "Well, I'm not saying be exclusionary of everything, but just this could have been a punch to the face."
Well.
Golf ball to the eye, it's something forceful hitting you in the eye. You know it didn't hit him in the eye? Karen Reed's taillight, because he's not a midget. He's not 4 feet tall, so his taillight didn't hit him in the eye. It's absurd, right? And, this guy, he seemed like a decent enough guy. Obviously, he's been doing this for a while, but he didn't tell police. He didn't go to the police and say, oh, yeah, by the way, this woman confessed to it at the scene of the crime. No, Michael Proctor interviewed him on February 8th. A week after she had already been arrested for allegedly saying, I hit him at the scene of the crime. And suddenly this guy says, oh, yeah, she said, I hit him at the scene of the crime. After this had already been out in the news for a week. So their entire case is falling, apart in front of our eyes. Basically, their entire case revolves around three things, all of which were debunked by their own witnesses. Number one, that the taillight fragments were found at the scene. Right. We now know that there was no taillight fragments.
Right.
That Karen Reed admitted that she did it at the scene. We now know that the two cops were there, said that she didn't say anything of that sort, and that the firefighter only suddenly remembered that a week later after Proctor got a hold of him. And number three, that Karen Reed is a crazy ex-girlfriend who wanted to kill John. Both of the O'Keefes, Paul and Aaron, said that she was actually a great role model for the children, and that they got along with her, and that their fights were normal things that any couple would have.
Yeah, I just you tweeted out today that your ex-girlfriend tried to call my show, and we looked it up, and it said December 23rd, and that was the Sunday before Christmas. Guess what? We're not on the air on Sundays, Turtle Boy. Yeah, what are these records that you're talking about?
So it's I'm being charged with witness intimidation against her. We were set up. That's what the whole jail thing was about. And we've since found out that the whole thing was a setup between Special Prosecutor Ken Mello, Lieutenant Brian Tully, and her. And they lured me over there and set the whole thing up. That was the plan, because we have her phone records. Tully gave us her entire extracted phone records, and we've been going through it. And it's just shocking. I'm going to do a whole story about this after we read it all. But I thought one of the funniest things about it is that a couple hours after a warrant was put out for my arrest on Christmas Eve, we're looking through her calls. She called you. at like 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve, presumably to say, hey, you know, that guy you have on your show, he's actually a bad guy. There's a warrant out for his arrest. So she was trying to poison you, just to let you know that, Howie.
A lot of people try to poison me, but usually not on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Worse than what she did to me.
Well, when is Proctor going to, or any of these cops that told, shall we say, conflicting stories to different grand juries, when are they going to come on to the stand?
That's a great question. You know, these firefighters, I mean, there's like 9 of them on the witness list. And Lally is just like the substitute teacher boring you to death. He's up there telling us about their background for 45 minutes, like anyone cares. It's like, just get to the good part. Get to the part where, you know, you claim that she says, I hit him. And then the defense can debunk that. But I don't even know. Like, the more I think about it, it's like, are they even going to call Proctor to the stand? Like, if this case is falling apart already, like, what are they going to do to Michael Proctor? It's going to be a disaster.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, why would they put him on the witness list? Like, I guess maybe they had to just for appearances' sake.
Appearances, right, because it would be weird if you didn't put the lead investigator on the witness list.
Yeah, but I don't know. And what about this guy Higgins, who's got the proffer? I mean, I want to know about that proffer. I think everybody does at this point. I mean, what kind of deal has he got with the feds? Is he going to testify against these other people in Canton? You know, I mean it again. You know, you could say, well, we don't know that he has this proffer. But if he didn't have a proffer and the defense attorneys, Jackson or Iannetti, had mentioned this, you would think that the prosecution, Lally, would have said something, right?
Yep. But they didn't. They haven't objected to anything that they've said that the FBI claims. Like, for instance, an accident reconstructionist has said that John was not hit by a car. And by the way, they keep saying that Karen Reed said, I hit by... Even if Karen Reed did say, I hit him, it doesn't matter. She could say, I'm a vampire. It doesn't mean she is one. Science and, you know, crash reconstructionists have shown us that she did not, in fact, hit him. It's impossible. So it doesn't matter. Like, that's their whole case. I mean, this is insane that they're bringing this woman, to trial for murder with such flimsy evidence. They're embarrassing themselves on national television.
Yeah. And did you see one of... The relative of one of Morrissey's political allies in Quincy just quit the police department. Did you see that? The guy from Channel...
Oh, yeah. What was he? Was the one talking to an underage girl, or am I
He was one? Sexting. He was sexting with his police phone. This is the nephew of the mayor of Quincy, who's a pal of Morrissey, and he's the guy who paid $10,000 to get a report saying that his pay should be $370,000 a year. So he would be getting like $150,000 more than I don't know, Eric Adams, for instance, in New York, the mayor of Quincy.
Yeah, I mean, if you know Michael Morrissey and you're good buddies with Michael Morrissey in Norfolk County, there's basically, you know, the laws don't apply to you. You can get away with anything. There was a guy killed a couple of years ago in Quincy, and he was Potter. He was, the son of a Quincy cop, and basically got away with it for almost a year, wasn't even arrested, charged. Everybody knew he did it, and he wasn't brought forward because he knew people. You know, in Norfolk County, that's just how it goes. If you know Michael Morrissey and you're buddies with him, you can get away with anything you want. Ask Brian Albert.
And if you ask them what's going on, they blame it on the judges in Quincy District Court, which, you know, they're not good judges and they're corrupt. I mean, they're just libs and they're going to let everybody go. But it's beyond that, I think.
Not me. Not Karen Reed. I mean, I keep hearing about like ultra liberal judges and all. And then I walk in there and they throw the book at me. It's like, what happened to the liberal state of Massachusetts? I thought we were supposed to be able to get away with whatever we wanted.
You're not in Quincy, though. You're not in Quincy. You got to get to Quincy, Turtle Boy, before you get the broom.
Apparently, Dedham is like where the law gets smacked down, I guess. I don't know.
It's a big county, Turtle Boy. So do we know who's going to be called tomorrow?
We have no idea. I mean, it sounds like more firefighters. So it sounds like really boring testimony, to be honest with you. I can't listen to another firefighter tell me his credentials for 45 minutes. I just can't.
Oh, they're off to Thursday. These courts take their own sweet time, don't they?
I never heard of it. It's called Law Day. I never heard of that before. Take a day off.
It's called also called Day Off. Law Day equals day off. Yes. That's the law. They get a day off. All right. We'll be we'll be talking to you. Keep me informed if you find out. What time did she call? You think there could have been cocktails involved?
Called at 4:30 on Christmas Eve. I don't know what she was expecting. She called Star 67 first. She called that, and then no one answered. So she's like, I'll call again. Maybe they don't take block numbers. She called back with a real number. I don't know if she left a voicemail or what, but you can have her.
No thanks. Yeah. All right.
You don't want to end up in jail.
All right, so where can people go to follow you, Turtle Boy?
They go at tbdailynews.com or follow me at Dr. Turtleboy, D-O-C-T-O-R, Turtleboy on Twitter, because if Joe Biden's a doctor, then so am I.
All right. Tell Lindsay to lay off me. I don't need any more trouble.
I can't.
I know you can't. That's a joke. Yeah. All right. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Turtleboy. Talk to you soon. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back. Howie Carr is back.
As you know, there's a double standard on outdoor dining in the city of Boston. Most of the wards, there are 21 wards, can have outdoor dining. The North End, however, which isn't even an entire ward, has been banned from having outdoor dining because Michelle Wu doesn't like the restaurant owners, apparently, in the North End. And they're having a demonstration tomorrow against the ban on outdoor dining in the North End. With us now is George Mendoza. He's the owner of Monica's. And, George, I think things are kind of going your way a little bit. Even the Globe is saying, what the hell's going on here? Willie Goss, the former police commissioner, is in your corner now. What's happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're holding, hi Howie, how are you? Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
Tomorrow we're holding an event on the intersection of Hanover and Cross to gather with some friends, our staff and business owners, to continue to beat the drum of freedom in the North End. We want to be able to participate in the summer economy like everybody else in the city. The administration has chosen to attack the North End. We're trying to get to the bottom of it and find out why. And what we're doing is we're using their strategy of lies against them. We are going to be having also a nice back page.
What? We lose him?
I think how she's lied about the facts that she's claiming the North End, that excuses the North End from being able to have the ability to operate patios outside.
So who's going to be speaking at what time is the rally, and when are you going to who's going to be speaking there? Is Willie Goss going to be there?
Willie Goss is not going to be there tomorrow. We are going to have we're going to be passing out pizza to anybody who wants to join us. We are going to be promoting defendthenorthend.com, which is our webpage where you can sign a petition to join in our effort or make a donation. We're also going to be having people from the business community explaining the reasons why the city is lying about outdoor patios in the North End. And it's just another way to move the ball a little bit forward again. We're going to have a big meeting the next day at the North End Chamber of Commerce at 3 o'clock on the 2nd. We hope...
What time is the rally tomorrow, George? What time is the rally tomorrow?
3 o'clock in the intersection of Cross and Hanover. We're asking everybody to join us. We're going to be passing out pizza and sandwiches.
DefendTheNorthEnd.com. Thanks, George. Good luck tomorrow. Good luck with getting outdoor dining back in the North End. I'm Howie Carr. Looking to give a mom in your life the gift of peace and quiet this Mother's Day? Maybe you can't help mom run away from all her responsibilities, but at least you can help her tune them out with a brand new pair of Raycon earbuds. Raycon's everyday earbuds are the perfect way to tune out all the noise around you and tune in to something great. Their audio quality rivals all the big audio brands you know and love, at a price you'll love even more. With custom gel tips for a comfortable in-ear fit, 8 hours of playtime, and a 32-hour total battery life, Raycons are perfect for all-day listening. Raycon Everyday Earbuds also come with three customizable sound profiles, noise isolation, and awareness mode. Maybe that explains the tens of thousands of five-star reviews. Right now, get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping, when you go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is should Israel invade Rafah? Yes, no, or they should wait until the hostage situation has been resolved?
Yes, they should.
83% say yes, 12% say wait until hostages are resolved, and 5% say no, don't invade.
All right. So supposedly this morning, you well woke up to headlines saying the protesters at Columbia were going to be arrested this afternoon at 2 o'clock if they didn't leave. Well, guess what? They're still there. There are all kinds of demonstrations and riots going on, especially in New York City, but elsewhere as well. Anti-Israel protesters swarm Penn Station and crowd subway during rush hour. Wild video shows. They were also demonstrating. They hit every university tent city. This is a siege. They hit the Fashion Institute, Fashion Institute of Technology. Shut it down. Shut it down. New York Governor Kathy Hochul calls out. She's a very forceful, dynamic leader. Calls out Columbia protesters. She was on live TV earlier today on that. City college classes to be held online until further notice. Here's the biggie, though. At the University of Wisconsin, Madison, the big one, the flagship campus. Anti-Israel protesters shout, Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler at Jewish students. They were also taped chanting, there is only one solution in front of Jewish students. I think it would be a good idea Biden's got a great idea to let in more Palestinians, you know, three quarters of whom support this kind of genocidal anti-Semitism. 844-500-4242. Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty Director Rick Isenberg posted to X, I know these kids are ignorant, but calling others fascists and then chanting about a solution in the to the presence of Jews is fairly ominous. I would say that's, I would definitely say that's ominous. UW-Madison police spokesman, that's the campus cops, said, we take allegations like this extremely seriously. Yeah, right. Actions like this have no place on our campus, and as soon as the report was made to us, we took immediate action. What did you do? What did you do? Anti-Israel demonstration at NYU ramps up with one protester saying disciplinary action is considered the highest honor. Well, let's honor him then. Let's honor him. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. So that's what's going on. And meanwhile, people are still defending Kristi Noem. I'm not, you know, okay, sometimes you got to do something about a dog. I understand. But, I mean, I don't need to know about it. Some things I don't need to know about. Some things I'm not from the farm. I was shocked when Old Yeller got two in the hat. And I always have been, always remember it. I had to put down Pearl, you know, I was there when Pearl got the hot shot. It was horrible. It was horrible. Dogs have a shelf life. We all get it. But, you know, I just don't know. And people are saying, well, what about Obama eating the dog? And again, I, you know, how many times can we point that out? He's a Democrat. He's a he's a box checker. He's a member of multiple protected classes. Some of probably we don't even know how many protected classes he's a member of, if you get my drift. But he's nothing's going to happen to him. Fauci killed thousands of beagles, or he paid for thousands of beagles to be killed. And people, especially beagle owners, should be appalled by that. They were tortured and slaughtered, offshore for no reason whatsoever. But, you know, again, he's got protection, and you know why. He got rid of Trump. He helped gin up. So what if it killed 20 million people worldwide? He still got rid of Trump. So he's a member of a protected class. He still gets security. I'm sure he still gets a driver and a car from the government, even though he's quote unquote retired. He's got the biggest pension in the federal government. He had the biggest salary. 844-500-4242, 781. Everyone sing, "This land was my land. This land was our land." Yeah. I mean, again, they're defending genocidal Nazi maniacs. And now it's becoming clear they're not just defending them. Some of them are themselves genocidal Nazi maniacs. 844-500-4242. And, you know, what you need, I've said this before, the 1930s, Yorkville, the German section of Manhattan at the time on the east side, they had the German-American Bund and people like that, you know, Hitler supporters. And the Jewish gangsters, Bugsy Siegel, Meyer Lansky, Lepke Buchalter, those guys sent in people and they beat the crap out of these guys. That was the end of all the. There wasn't any more chanting in Yorkville. Let's put it that way. I'm not defending violence, but I'm just saying that they knew how to put an end to it. 844-500-4242. They in the 70s they had Mayor Kahane in the Jewish Defense League. Where are these guys now? They're Mayor Kahane's gone, but I don't know. Is anyone gonna say this has got to stop? 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, when they're making those statements about the solution to the Jews, you know, Howie, there's millions of people that were killed other than Jews. Hundreds of thousands, maybe a million Catholics. There were 13,000 Polish officers. They were gypsies.
The officers were killed in the forest. They rounded them up, and the Russians murdered all the officers. The gypsies were all killed. There were all kinds of people that were killed. And if you tried to help out any of these people, you were killed too.
Yeah. So they're insulting the deaths of all those people. They're insulting the deaths of many of the saints, Edith Stein and. Father Colby that was killed in Auschwitz. Not only that, Howie, there's a lot of World War II vets here in Massachusetts that risked their lives. I know a guy down the Cape. Seven of his buddies were killed the next day after he jumped into Normandy on D-Day. These people are insulting those guys risked their lives.
When the Germans had their last counteroffensive, the Battle of the Bulge, they captured Americans and they didn't, you know, they were running low on supplies and ammunition. They just machine gunned the captured Americans. They killed a ton of Americans.
At Normandy, that specifically.
Not just at Normandy. I mean, not just at Normandy. I mean, like, you know, 6 months later at the Battle of the Bulge.
No, that's why I said Malmony was the name of the town in the Battle of the Bulge where it happened. Yeah. That's where they executed those guys. But how this, you know, they think they're so tough. You know, they can assume room temperature, too. They're going to push this. Are they going to continue to push this? They think that America's going to stand back and let Palestinians have their way with Jews, and then they're going to come after Catholics, and they're going to come after. No. This, you know, like Rush Limbaugh said, you know, they could have. People aren't going to stand by at a certain point. They're going to push it all the way. They're also vulnerable to be assuming room temperature themselves.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get into that, David. But, you know, the college Democrats today, the college Democrats of America have issued a statement commending pro-Palestinian protesters for their bravery. Again, I mean, how many times more do we have to play that cut? They're going to kill us with dehydration. They've got to bring in some food. Have they told you they're not going to let you bring in food? Oh, we just want to make sure. Why don't you order out? You ever hear of this thing called DoorDash? I bet they got it in Morningside Heights. I bet you could get a delivery. You might not even have to go through DoorDash. Go to a bodega. Call a bodega or a bogada, as Jill Biden would call it. 844-500.
The bogadas.
603. Fauci gets more protection than RFK Jr. gets. Yes, he does. That's a very good point. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, I was trying to think what that Israeli King Solomon might do to settle this outdoor North End dining ban. And maybe Michelle Wu would get on board with a North End outdoor dining for people of color only regulation.
Woo!
And they can show up and declare, like NAACP Chief Dolezal, how they identify the diners. And if they couldn't choose, maybe they could put, an option on the menu.
Yeah, someone wanted to know if they allowed outdoor dining in Chinatown. I don't think they have as much because it's packed in, but I don't think
Chinatown.
I don't think it's banned. I mean, it's just basically banned in the North End, and that's the difference. And, I mean, how is the North End any different than Beacon Hill or Charlestown, any of those, original inner-city neighborhoods? They're all packed in tight,
Can I tell you about Christy Noem? I was just thinking that she's like the exception to the rule that if you want a friend in politics, get a dog. But
that's Harry Truman's line. Yes. Yeah.
But if it's euthanization by lethal injection or a shotgun shell to the head, does a mental case dog really care?
No. It's just I don't know. Let me ask you this. Did Michael Vick ever have a career after what he did? Really?
That's a point.
I mean, he wasn't the greatest quarterback in the world, but he was a pretty good quarterback. And once people found out about that, that was the end for him.
Yeah, the worst part of it is she said, "I hated that dog."
I know. I know. She said, someone said, didn't she ever hear the old saying, less history, more mystery? There's a lot to be said for that old saying as well, Dennis. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Get a crash course from the captain on everything he's talking about in today's show.
Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on today's edition of Howie's Homework.
You'll be up to speed on today's news in no time.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
I just want to play a couple of cuts from this woman, Sandra Dorley. She's the district attorney of Monroe County in upstate New York. And, of course, she's a Democrat. It goes, you wouldn't even need me to tell you this when I play these
cuts.
I'm
shocked, shocked.
So she gets thought, she's speeding. And she didn't, so she pulls over and the cop says, you got to stop. And she says, I don't want to stop here. And he says, you don't have a choice about where you want to stop. You were speeding. She drives off and goes into her driveway. And then she calls up and she's giving him the, do you know who I am routine. And so she has to issue an apology. I won't play the whole, I made not stopping my choice. Have you ever made not stopping your choice? You made the choice not to spend the night in your house, to spend the night or to get handcuffed and have your car towed away at the very least if you decided not to stop. So here she is apologizing, part one. This is after she gets busted because it's all this stuff is on body cams now. This is the beautiful thing. They thought that they were going to bring the cops down with body cams. Instead, they're bringing down criminals and corrupt Democrat politicians. This is Sandra Dorley, the DA of this upstate county in New York. Cut five.
Last Monday, I failed you and the standards that I hold myself to. And for that, I am so sorry. What I did was wrong, no excuses. I take full responsibility for my actions. I fell short of the values I've held for my entire 33-year career. I didn't treat this officer with the respect that he deserved. All police officers deserve respect. I am truly and sincerely sorry. I had just come from work. I was dealing with three homicides that occurred over the weekend.
I thought you were taking responsibility.
I watched a video where an innocent cab driver was executed. And I was still reeling from a frightening medical concern that my husband received that afternoon. But we all had bad days.
I thought you didn't have any excuses.
And it was wrong for me to take it out on an officer who was simply doing his job.
Hey, Sandra, don't tell us you're sorry. We know how sorry you are, to quote the old country song. Okay, cut six.
Here's what I'm doing to hold myself accountable. First, I already pled guilty to the speeding ticket, and I will willingly pay the fine. Next, I'm referring the entire matter to a district attorney from another county for review.
Wink, wink,
and
nudge,
will fully
nudge.
Cooperate with that investigation.
Right.
I'm going to self-report this incident to the grievance committee, and I will cooperate with their investigation. Finally, if one of my assistant district attorneys had acted this way, I would have disciplined them. So I'm disciplining myself. I will take ethics training to remind myself that professionalism matters.
Oh, wow.
I've been humbled by my own stupidity, and I am fully to blame.
It's not stupidity.
I will make
it's
this
arrogance.
Right. I ask for your forgiveness.
Sorry, to use your own word. Do you know who I am? What a jerk. What a jerk.
Do you know who I am?
Michael, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Sorry, I set my phone off myself about a half hour ago when I was talking to you. The college students, again, they were wondering about whether you can get fed or not. You know, maybe if things get really bad, like a couple hours go by, maybe a couple days, maybe a couple of weeks, maybe they can call up the United Nations or one of the NGOs that are over in with their comrades in Gaza that maybe could feed them, you know. Maybe they
can UNWRA. You know, they're awful. Sometimes they're too busy organizing genocide against the Israelis to provide any welfare for the Gazans. Thanks for the call, Michael. 8445. Someone says there's a new service that's for the college campuses now. Instead of DoorDash, Tent Dash. Just have a delivery straight to your tent. Or in the case, this is Hamilton Hall, though. They can just, it can be window dash. They can just throw the food through the broken windows.
Dorm dash.
Dorm dash. How about she fires herself? Another one says, did she consider resignation? No. She didn't apologize until the video came out. Yeah, that's right. She didn't. She was stonewalling. She phones this guy's boss, the police chief, and hands him the phone. I mean, it's like, it's do you know who I am on steroids is what it was. What a jerk. Ugh. Why she didn't want to stop. Cut three.
You have her ID?
I gave it back to her. It's attached to the job and everything.
I didn't want to stop at Phillips Road. I was right down the street. I figured I will just stop in my driveway. That's what I figured. Okay. I thought it would be easier. Apparently, I was wrong.
Yeah, well, that was not the right choice.
She's only been in the job for 33 years, as she said. She made the wrong choice. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.
Chinatown.